recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is by Father Henderson at St. Anthony's Church here in Tigard.
Marriage is, for us, a holy sacrament. And it is, my brothers and sisters, a vocation, a call. Two people are called by God to come together to be husband and wife. And given our readings today, I thought it might be good to focus on this sacrament. You know, I know not all of us are married, but today might be an opportunity to see the beauty of this wonderful, powerful vocation. Now, as soon as you hear the word divorce, it conjures up emotions, many different emotions, emotions perhaps of condemnation and failure directed at ourselves. Others quickly begin to judge people they know or people that they have known, or others kind of relive childhood hardships. But my friends, if we just talk about divorce, then I think we are totally missing on what we should be reflecting on. Jesus is much more concerned about the promise, the covenant that is made before God. Jesus is focused on living out that promise, living out that vocation. Now, when the Pharisees came to Jesus, it wasn't the promise, it wasn't the commitment, or even the exchange of vows that they were interested in, but is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife? Is it lawful? Jesus did not want to get caught up in that trap that the Pharisees were placing before him. And if you read this gospel closely, you will see what is truly important for Jesus. Namely, one, that you and I are created by God, a God who loves us, a God who cares for us, a God who calls us to love one another. We hear, but from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Secondly, in marriage, two people become one, a bond that is not lightly broken. We hear, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. And thirdly, divorce brings with it consequences that can be hurtful and painful. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. So Jesus' words today make clear that marriage creates a union, a bond in which two people truly participate and are changed, a sacred relationship of love and responsibility for one another. Now, every vocation is hard work. My vocation is not easy. Every day, I have to keep working at it, and marriage is no exception. We know that some terrible things happen in marriages. And this is why our Holy Father, Pope Francis, really stresses to all of us priests and bishops the importance of truly being prepared for marriage, that this must not be taken lightly. You know, you cannot just run to Vegas, get a load of this, it exists, to the world-famous drive-up wedding and get married. Imagine getting married in the same way you would drive up to get a hamburger and fries. Vegas even has a chapel where none other than Elvis Presley can perform the service. My friends, love is much more than a mere feeling, and it takes time to prepare. First of all, to know oneself. When I was vocation director for the Archdiocese, one of the main things that was so important is that each man had to be able to know himself. What is the baggage? What are the things that he is carrying with him? And that's the same way for a couple coming together to spend the rest of their life together. What are the things that are really a part of each individual? One cannot enter into a relationship if there are active, personal, internal struggles taking place. And with that in mind, then, every couple must be free. That is, without manipulation, without force or compulsion. It must be total, meaning that sacramental marriage is a vocation. Husband and wife devote themselves entirely to their marriage, and everything should be received and accepted until death do they part. I give you everything. And in our reading from the book of Genesis and the gospel, we hear, and the two of them become one flesh. It also must be faithful, that is, loyal to one another in all things, and must have the desire to be fruitful, that is, the willingness to start and grow a family and to be able to teach their children about God. That's why today, as we start LOFT, learning our faith together, that's why that's so important for us. It isn't just about dropping your kids off for CCD. It's about engaging in this beautiful growth experience. So, free, total, faithful, and fruitful must be understood by every couple before coming to the altar to share in the sacrament bond of matrimony. Now, my friends, given all of that, the Catholic Church is not naive to the reality that there is brokenness and hardship. We are all broken. I'm broken. There's no perfect person, and there is no perfect couple. Yes, there is separation, and yes, there is divorce. But we must do all we can to be there for these couples who are experiencing struggles and hardship. It can be very painful. And like Jesus, we must not fall into the trap of the Pharisees, but rather to do all we can to be there for one another, to care for one another. Sometimes it does not work, and healing is called for, and guidance is necessary. We must never, ever look down or judge anyone, but to support one another. God loves us, not only when everything is beautiful, but God loves us in the darkest moments, in the struggles of life. And one thing no couple should hear is, you can't do this. You're not allowed to do this. It's much more than that. I am here for you, my brothers and sisters. Let us pray for all married couples, especially for those who have had difficulties in the past, and for those who are presently struggling. This community is here for you. This community is here for you. And you are loved and cared for. And this special blessing, this promise that each makes, is not always that easy. And so, my friends, we must truly work at all of our vocations. I have to work at this every single day of my life. And so we need to grow and open our heart to the power of God's love.
And that is today's homily highlight by Father John Henderson at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.